lot of knowledge of deen, of we become ulama, but that conviction is not in the heart, then that also is really useless. That conviction in the heart is the most important, that Allah won't speak to them, Allah won't look at them, Allah won't purify them of their sins, and for them will be a painful punishment. قال فقرأها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث مرات. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this four punishments three.
Or to show good character in the form of courtesy and politeness, this is permitted, particularly when the beauty of Islam is to be shown to them, so that they can become inclined to Islam. But intimate friendship with the enemies of Islam is forbidden. Allah Ta'ala says those mu'mineen who had acted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exposed their plans, and with the result that they were expelled and banished from Medina in disgrace. What they had to leave behind all fell as booty to the Muslims, but this is not the normal booty in which the Muslim army, all of them have a share in it. No, this is called Mal-e Faith. Islam wants that wealth to be now distributed, particularly amongst the underprivileged and those who are in need. That wealth must eventually reach them also. So that's why this Mal-e Faith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was left to his discretion. But Allah Ta'ala also outlined, to whom must you give it to? To the orphans, to the poor, and it is an independent source of the laws of Shariat also. All the laws of Shariat haven't been outlined in the Quran and Majid. Many laws of Shariat came to us, the Ummah, through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But mention of it is not made in the Quran and Majid. So this verse indicates clearly that just as the Quran and Majid is, till the end, it is mentioned in the hadith that a person who recites morning and evening three times, A'udhu billahi sami'il alim minash shaitanir rajim, three times, and these three verses. Then, if he recites it in the morning, Allah Ta'ala appoints 70,000 angels who will be continuously making dua on his behalf till the evening. And he's riding in Mecca, and he wanted to keep them protected and save them from the persecution of the people of Mecca. Allah Ta'ala revealed this to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where his intentions were exposed, and he sincerely repented, and he regretted whatever he had did. Those verses are mentioned here. In that regard, Allah of their nikah with those of their husbands who still refuse to accept Islam has also been outlined here. The next surah is Surah As-Saff, also a Madani surah. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonishes the mu'mineen, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say, in other words, why do you claim to say things which you don't have the pass on that message to others, although the desired situation will be that a person, he also practices on what he preaches, because then it will have a much more effect than a person who is telling others to do something which he himself is not practicing. So here the purpose is that don't make claims, and the circumstances of the revelation of these types of Isa alayhi salatu salam is mentioned here. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala assures the mu'mineen that these enemies of Islam, no matter how strong and dominant they might seem, they will never be able to extinguish the light of Islam with their mouths. In other words, they will never be able to eradicate and destroy the deen of Islam in entirety. Wallahu muti wealth in yourselves. This is better for you. This is as if you are joining into a business venture with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the prophets are guaranteed that Allah will forgive you your sins and enter you into everlasting gardens. And Allah Ta'ala's help will be with you. And Allah Ta'ala will now make you victorious over your enemies. It is like the example of a donkey on whose back loads and loads of books have been loaded. And that poor donkey is just carrying a load. He doesn't know what he is carrying. Allah Ta'ala gives this example. From this we understand that this when Allah Ta'ala blesses a person with knowledge, then there are rights and responsibilities concerned in that knowledge of books, and they are very sweet in their speech also. But Allah Ta'ala says the reality is that they are hollow from inside, just like a piece of wood which is hollow, which has been made hollow from the inside. Allah Ta'ala reminds us that your children and your wealth should never put you in a state of negligence from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. wealth and children being a source of fitna. Allah Ta'ala mentions other things also mentioned here. Spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala will increase that person also who spends in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Many times wealth also, barakat Allah Ta'ala will place, and so much reward in the hereafter. The next surah is Surah At-Talaq. Most of the commentators say it was honey. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then just to please some of his wives, he made it unlawful upon himself. Allah Ta'ala says, why are you doing that? Why are you making that which is Allah has made halal? Why you are making it haram upon yourself just to please some of your wives? And Allah Ta'ala then orders that you should now doing other things in accordance to the laws of Shariat or not. All that injunctions have been mentioned here, and the rule concerning making sincere tawbah, the order concerning making sincere tawbah has also been given here. And in the last page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions concerning the wives of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam and Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, that they were on the great trials she suffered and the sabr she made on that, and she did not forsake her deen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qala an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ليس من عبد يقول لا إله إلا الله 100 مرة إلا بعثه الله يوم القيامة. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, one who recites La ilaha illallah 100 times daily will be resurrected with his face shining like the full moon. None will be able to surpass him in excellence on that day, except the one who would recite this kalima more than him.
Realize that this is a very important aspect of deen, and unfortunately today, whenever talaq has to take place, it takes place in the most bitter and sour ways. Whereas Islam is taught it must be taken in a very noble and a proper way. We have got a complete wrong concept of divorce. Il mahid min nisaikum, or jo orte na umeed ho gaye hai se tumhari orto mein, and those women who do not get their menstrual periods anymore, that is because of old age, when their menses stop, their monthly stop. So with regard to them, in irtabtum unki iddat ye hai jin janle pet ka bachcha, and a woman who was expecting, and the husband gave her talaq when she was expecting, then her period of iddat is till she delivers the baby. Till then is her period of iddat, and there is lot of detail and lot of different views in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And a particular reference in these matters, Allah will make his matters easy. Outwardly it seems that staying in iddat, for a woman to stay at home within the confines of her home for 3 months or for 3 periods or for 4 months and 10 days, looks like very difficult. But Allah says, observe my command. Allah says, whoever will fear Allah, Allah will make things easy for him. Allah will open up ways for that person. May Allah give us that quality of taqwa to observe his commandments and to fulfill his commandments. ذَلِكَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ أَنزَلَهُ إِلَيْكُمْ. یہ حکم ہے اللہ کا جو اتارا تمہاری طرف. This is the law with no gunas. How much sawabs you made, Allah is going to give you more than that. So these are tests from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah save us of such occasions of talaq, etc. But in any case, woman has to pass the iddat of the, when the husband passes away. That in any case she has to do. If the husband passes away in her life, pray in these signs and realize the existence of Allah and believe in Allah Ta'ala, and then become obedient to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لِوَاسِ الْمُوسِعُونَ. اور بنایا ہم نے آسمان ہاتھ کے بیل سے. اور head of the family, the father for example, he does everything for his wife, for his children, and he expects them to be loyal to him, he expects them to obey him. But if they turn around and they don't even accept him as their father, your wife doesn't even accept the husband as a husband, and they do everything against them, how can they talk and make our foundations, plant our crops, etc.? How hard Allah has made the same soft land, that huge, huge trucks with what weight, they move on this land. What big, big buildings are standing on this land. And there is great, great detail in this also, and how perfectly Allah has done, and put all our, I will see to all your needs, whatever. When you get married, I will see to everything. Your house, I will see to it. But in return, you must come and work in the shop. You must be regular, you must be obedient, you must do your work properly. So Allah has promised us our life, He has promised us everything. All He wants from us is we must believe and have the full yaqeen and full trust in La ilaha illallah, that there is no doer besides Allah, there is no creator besides Allah, there is no one to make you happy besides Allah, there is nobody to give you good health besides Allah. That reality of La ilaha illallah has to come into a person. Or just about food, we are a little bit particular. Or any small thing about a photo, we are being called extremists. We are being called fundamentalists. And we are being called that we are trying to bring a religion which doesn't fit into the present time. So just like that, this has been happening all the time. It wasn't anything new before Nahi Ilzam. So now you don't have to worry. You have given them the message properly, clearly, and now you carry on with your work, with your ibadat, and you won't be blamed worthy for anything wrong what the people do. As long as you have done your duty and conveyed the message to the people, now it is up to them, hands of Allah 100%. Where we do make mistakes, we should